Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, April the 6th, 2026, 4:06:26, 15 minutes past the hour here, and it is a cold and rainy Monday morning here in our world, even as we speak. I think Willard Scott used to say that this is what the weather is in our world, even as we speak, and it is cold, it is chilly, it is certainly another dose of April showers as we head, hopefully, into May flowers as the spring season develops. It has been cold and rainy the last 2 days. You know, I think last week we had, what, 3 or 4 days in the 70s. It was nice. You could drive to work in the morning. You could have the windows down. It was great. We were all happy. And now it is chilly again. But that's how April is, certainly here in the Midwest. It's never very consistent in the Midwest. April can have snow. April can have rain. April can have chilly mornings. April can have warm weather. We can be up in the 70s and 80s. April is always kind of a mixed bag here in the Midwest, and it certainly is this year as we are, what now, 6 days into it. Not even a week yet. So this is the first Monday in the month of April. So here we are. Well, it was an interesting weekend. I hope everybody had a wonderful Easter holiday. What's going on in the world is certainly a fascinating topic. Well, you know, I'm going to hold off on that for the time being because, you know, if you said some of this stuff to people, things that are going on in the world, I think they might believe that this is from a movie. I think they might find that it's hard to believe. But it is reality. It is what's going on, and I guess we'll just have to deal with that and go on down the road and see what's going to happen over the next 48 hours, see if something bad might happen, or maybe something good might happen. Let's be optimistic in this situation that's going on in the world right now. Well, one thing that's going on here locally, City Council will meet tonight. They will return. Well, I guess it's City Council committee meetings. As you heard there on the news report, they will return tonight after a week off last week for being the fifth Monday of the month. And there's a lot of interesting stuff, I think, to ask tonight. The sanitation bills have went up since last they met. I wonder if anybody will have questions about that. The aquatic center rates have gone up. I wonder if anybody will have anything to say about that. There's just a lot of stuff going on locally, I think, that would interest a lot of people. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. Hope you had a wonderful Easter.
I had a very nice Easter, and you?
It was very good. Very good.
Yes. Quiet. We had a relatively, it was chilly, but it was a decent day.
It was, you know, and I think that hurt a lot of people's Easters, unfortunately, because Saturday was so nice. Friday was so nice. I think they thought they were going to have that yesterday, and unfortunately, they did not.
Did you have any storm damage?
You know, oddly enough, I have not, and you know, I'm knocking on wood as I say that.
Yes, because the storms, the levels of storms that we've had already this season, this early in the season, not a good, rather foreboding, in my opinion. But I'm glad that you've survived. I made it through this one. Friday the 13th, we got hit with roof damage on 3 properties. This one, we got backed up basements. My own basement has been repaired to the tune of $10,000 a few years ago. When everybody was getting 2020 stimulus money, I used mine to dig a new crap line. But, so, we spent the Saturday bleaching lots of basements and drying things out, but thankfully, we didn't lose any furnaces or anything like we have in the past.
You know, I'll tell you something funny. Years ago, I used to live in a house on South Prospect Street. It was really the only...
Oh, it flooded.
Well, I'll tell you.
I know the area.
Yeah, but you know what? It was funny because when I moved in, one of the things that the landlord had said was that the basement never floods, and he had redone it, and he'd never seen it flood because the washer and dryer was down there. And, you know, it was also a place for storage if there wasn't going to be any flooding. And I did not live there a long time. I think I must have lived there maybe a year and a half, 2 years. It wasn't a whole long time. But for a long time, nothing did happen. And then there was a string of storms, not quite like we've had this week, but there was a string of storms that left a lot of rain. And the basement did not back up in a huge way, but water definitely...
A little's enough, brother.
Oh, well, when it's down there, the smell that comes up through the house and,
yeah.
You know, you've got your washer and it didn't ruin the washer or dryer, so it wasn't even that high. But,
I like it when you go down there in your muck boots, because I've done this year after year. Thankfully, we've not done it in a while, but I've done it so many times, I don't even... We're pros at it now. We actually have equipment. I like it when you go in your muck boots and you can slide around, and what you're just hoping is silt and not feces. And the whole time you're thinking E. coli and hepatitis and all that other fun stuff. Yeah.
Well, Marianne's sewer system was put together poorly many, 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 many years ago. I don't know why they did it the way they did it.
My sewer is from 1906, Scott.
Yeah. I don't know why those people in the early 20th century laid it out the way they did, but...
Well, my house is from 1907, so the sewer was new when the house was built.
Yeah. It's not a good situation. It's
yeah, we just haven't upgraded it in 120 years. So.
But I will also say this has something to do with the weather, because the late Martha Dowse's studio always was on Girard, and she had her basement turned into a whole nother part of the studio, and it was a beautiful studio down there, and for years and decades this thing did not flood. And
well, where
then,
she was located, it was the higher end. When you get down towards like Tubby's Pizza and that area, it's literally a valley, and everything sort of runs down like from the towers and everything, and it all collects down there and in the Pearl Street area and Orchard Street. My grandma lived on Windsor down by Salvation Army. And many, many years, I remember being a kid, water being in the basement, almost up to the first level of the house.
Well, what I remember is during this storm that I was talking about that brought the sewage and the water to my basement on South Prospect, which was not too far from where Ann's carryout used to be.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that particular storm... flooded Martha's basement, and that studio, that dance studio that had been down there for many, many years,
ruined.
Yeah, was destroyed. So there you go.
Bad.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I know exactly. I grew up over in that end of town, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Grandma was on Windsor, but that area is just when we were talking about our friend from city council, I got a hold of her the other day, but she was talking about Marion. Swampland or something. I believe it was her. Marion did used to be a swamp. That's why our soil is so fertile and glaciers went through here, and you know, we're talking primordial type stuff. But I want to give one happy thing about the war, if that can be possible. I'm doing a positive spin.
Well, we're on the countdown until Tuesday.
We found the pilot. We found the pilot. He was alive. He was not taken hostage. He was not dead. And he was not used as a bargaining chip. So I was sick about that for 2 days. I was checking the news constantly to see if we found him.
Well, you know, we found out about that on Friday when we were actually doing the remote, and we were out having a lot of fun. And to start on that note, you know, everybody who was with us doing the remote, it was just kind of depressing and sad. But, you know,
your stomach.
Well, here's the thing about yesterday, and I guess maybe we will get into this a little bit, and I think it's worth getting into because nothing is solved as near as I can tell, and Tuesday at 8...
Oh, it's awful. It's so scary.
Well, Tuesday at 8 p.m., tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern, apparently is the deadline. Now, I don't know what the deadline means. I don't know if it's us bombing their facilities.
He said he was going to hit power plants and bridges and, you know, all the stuff that unless you're actually at war, you don't typically go after.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not speculating to this degree, but if you would have turned on social media last night when the president just said Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, I mean, there were people speculating that this could be nuclear war. Now,
no.
I I don't think it's that. I would hope that it's not that.
But I buy into the theory of mutually assured destruction. Are you familiar with that at all?
I do. Well, here's
okay, so that's what I think. I think once we start nuking each other, we're all going to be dead anyways. And then who's Putin going to rule? You know, who's Kim Jong-il going to rule? I mean, who are they going to be in charge of if we're all dead and... What's it matter?
Well, here's the problem, and this won't take long, because it was a very short Truth Social post for Easter. But here it is, and then I want to say
on
something.
On Easter, too. Make sure you premise this, that our president, our fearless leader, released this on Easter.
Well, here's the post, if you haven't heard it, and I'm sure you probably have. It's Tuesday will be Power Plant Day and Bridge Day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the effing straight, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald J. Trump. Now, here's the problem.
Hallelujah. Did you feel the love of Christ flowing through that on Easter Sunday?
Well, here's the problem. I don't know if he did not realize it was Easter. I'm trying to give
didn't
him the benefit
say,
of the
he
doubt.
Actually, he spelled out effing, though, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay, yes. He said the word. You were censoring it for Monday Morning Radio.
I censored that one word, but yeah, he spelled it out. But, okay, here's the thing. Number one,
on
it was
Easter Sunday.
On Easter Sunday.
The leader of the free world is tweeting, or whatever the heck that is, clickety-clacketing out messages like that.
Right, and I also don't understand, because it was very interesting, because the cultural minister of Iran, now this is how Iran, which is not an incredibly civilized nation, responded to this. Iran's cultural minister has dismissed President Donald Trump's latest threats, calling the U.S. leader an unstable, delusional figure. Iranian society generally does not pay attention to his statements, as it believes he lacks personal, behavioral, and verbal balance. Now, Iran...
Why am I agreeing with the Iranians?
But now, wait a second. Iran is saying...
Am I a supervisor, Scott? I'm having problems with this.
Iran is saying that the president of the United States is unstable, delusional, is an unstable, delusional figure. Boy, you talk about a turn in affairs. I mean, that's what
How
we used
Americans
to say about
agree
the Iran.
With that? How many Americans agree with that?
I don't know.
More than one, I would say, wouldn't you?
Well, this is what I was saying Friday. I'm going to get this out, and then you can jump in. But this is what I was saying Friday. And I hate to do parties here, but we're headed into a primary, and we're headed into an election this year.
Early voting tomorrow.
Yeah. This is why... Because the presidents of the Republican Party, and we are in Ohio, where his endorsement has tended to mean a lot, this is why the Republicans right now do not want to... Check the Republicans doing media. It's not a whole lot. Check the Republicans where they're doing media. They're only doing it friendly places because they do not... The Republicans running for office I'm talking about. They do not want to be asked about Iran... They do not want to be asked about that tweet. They do not want to be asked about $4 gasoline. So right now, because they're afraid it'll cost them their elections, and
right,
they don't want
to cost them their elections. Right. I mean, historically speaking, it's going to cost them their elections.
Right, but they don't want to go on the record disagreeing with the president, even if they do. And I would guess a great number of them do disagree with these statements, but they don't want to be on the record. Saying that, so I want to preface this, and then you can come in here. Any Republican right now that is willing to go on with an unbiased, legitimate media source, I will give them a lot of credit because these aren't easy times for them. Because clearly, the Democrats will just say the president's off his rocker, and he shouldn't be in power. So it's kind of easy pass for them right now. But the Republicans have a tough way to go the next month, and I don't think we're going to be seeing a lot of them on many legitimate media sources that will ask those questions.
The Republicans, I can't say some of them, because something passed the Senate not too long ago with a near-perfect vote. I think it was to fund Homeland Security minus ICE. I don't remember what they're calling that, but it was Homeland Security minus ICE and Customs and Border Patrol. So that way we could get TSA paid and the Coast Guard paid.
And that's popular.
But a lot of Republicans defected on that, and Trump was giving them ultimatums, like, don't you dare. And so some, I mean, they do have elections coming, and I think they're seeing how wildly unpopular he's becoming. You know, I've even followed these comment threads around town, and I see these things, and someone that I know it is a staunch Trump reporter, they posted one of their reshares of a meme of something that might not even have been true that they didn't bother checking, and they posted it to a local page, and it wasn't a politics page or anything like that. It was just one of those local gossip pages. Now, typically, and I'm going to throw the No Kings rally in there, too, the last No Kings rally. Normally, that would be thousands of unhinged comments. And normally, that post I was talking about that was pro-Trump would have been hundreds of pro-Trump comments. The No Kings didn't get the thousands of unhinged comments like it has in the past. And that pro-Trump post was getting a lot of kickback about $4 gas and about war and about the Epstein files and about all the things that we were promised that have not came to fruition.
Well, there's a lot of things going on right now. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I will say, people who I know Trump support, matter of fact, yesterday when this tweet came out or whatever it is, Truth Social thing,
whatever,
I read it to somebody who I know is a Trump supporter, and they had a very quick response. It was, well, there's no defending that, and walked away.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear those things are finally being said, because I really did think it was going to get to the shooting them in the middle of Fifth Avenue test before people would start saying something.
Well, it might be that test right now. And I also think it's very interesting that also people who I know voted for Trump, just in regard to the Iranian war, have said he's a traitor. They have said that he has been bought by Israel, which, again, I think borders a little bit on the anti-Semitic. But these are people who supported Trump, and all of a sudden, this seems to be the deal breaker. People don't like war. George W. Bush found that out. Certainly Lyndon Johnson found that out.
I personally am war weary, because I can't think of a time back to elementary school where we haven't been tangled up in something. And personally, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about American soldiers dying. I'm tired of hearing about the money that we've wasted. Because even in Afghanistan, okay, we were over there for 20 years, all the nation building we did, we just turned the country back over to the Taliban.
Well, Matt's out there listening this morning and making a very good point, and this is something I also had jotted down here this morning. Intentionally attacking civilian infrastructure is a war crime, mm-hmm. So still not something you do because of war. I suppose it depends on what you think is a civilian infrastructure.
Yes, he's right about that. I didn't mean that, like, that's cool to go bombing their power facilities or their bridges. I didn't mean that. I just meant it's typically something you don't do until there's actually a declared war, and it's not until you're losing badly or you're like Vladimir Putin or one of those people, because he's doing a lot of that in Ukraine. So,
I'm not saying
those things are good, but we haven't even declared war.
Well, I just keep asking, what did people think was going to happen when this all started on February 28th? When I heard people that day, and they were cheering the president,
yes.
Maybe they had a right to that day.
No.
But did they really think that Iran was so weak and so weary and was just going to roll over? I never thought that. I said that
no.
day. I don't understand. You know, if
they
Iran...
They burned their own country to the ground before they gave us.
If Iran was a pushover, trust me, presidents would have dealt with it long
mm-hmm.
before now.
Mm-hmm.
They just would have. And I don't understand this. I think this is Trump. I don't know if this is a game of chicken. I don't know if he's serious about these things.
Did you see that he wants to cut $1.5 trillion from social programs so he can add $1.5 trillion in defense spending?
Well, he's got to get that money from somewhere.
Okay, for reference, the United States spends more money on defense. And listen, I'm not anti-defense. I was raised a Reagan Republican. I'm not about war, but I'm about a strong defense. And I think that's one thing that's kept the United States untouched over all the years, because I'm sure there's a few countries that would like to gang up and hand our behinds to us. But we already spend more money on defense than the next 9 nations in the world combined, the next 9 highest spenders. So if you took the top 10 in the world, United States outspends all nine of them combined.
Aren't six or seven of those groups our friends, our allies?
Yes, but I mean, some of them were also talking about China, Russia. You know, so you start adding all of them together, and we spend more money on defense than they do, and we need to cut social programs so we can spend more.
All I'm saying is that people might think this is a national story, and indeed it is, but that it won't affect you in Marion, Ohio, if you have somebody who's in the National Guard, if you have somebody who's a soldier in your family, if you care about $4 gas prices. I mean, this is going to affect people.
It's not just $4 gas, it's $6 diesel, and diesel brings us everything we buy.
When did anybody catch the story in the Dispatch last week about, because of the price of gas and a lot of our goods being brought in on semi-trucks, that the price of food is going to be going up very soon? First, seafood, they said, is where you'll see it, but then everything else is going to follow suit. So, you know, these, and I hate to make it political again, but that's why these Republicans don't want to talk about this. They certainly do not want to say that they're all in on this because they know it's very unpopular, but they can't break with the president because they need that 30% of the vote that still supports him to get elected. So it's a tough road for them.
In Florida, though, Florida has actually flipped a couple of House seats blue. And it had those seats have been, oh man, I can't remember how long they said, but some of them had been Republican-held seats for decades. And they've managed to flip a couple of them.
Isn't the one Mar-a-Lago in, didn't it get flipped?
I just think Mar-a-Lago face every time I hear that. I don't know. I think it might have been. But they were strongly Republican-held seats, and they were flipped.
Well, all I'm saying is, again,
in Florida,
just to say this in the political world, between now, because it's what now, 29 days, between now and the May 5th primary, any Republican politician who's up for office that comes on this show or any show like this show and answers these questions, I'll give them a lot of credit because it's a hard thing to do right now if you're running for office. If you don't, then, you know.
You know, you said the 30% of the vote, maybe they just need to start working on getting the other 70 to the polls. Because I'm to the point that anyone that excuses this type of behavior or this, I don't even care anymore. Like, I've tried to be friendly with people and tried to be nice, but them excusing some of this stuff, I'm over it.
Well, I'm hearing from both Matt and Phil this morning that, yes, Mar-a-Lago did get flipped. And Matt is saying $73 billion cut in domestic services, not $1.5
trillion. I heard $1.5 trillion.
I don't know. I can't.
I read it. I'll have to find it. $1.5 trillion. And that might be over like a 10-year period. You know how they like to say that to make it sound better. But it was $1.5 trillion because I was like, wow.
We'll keep an eye on this. But as far as local politics, there seems to be a consequential meeting tonight.
Yes. Did you see that? The rules for decorum is going to be discussed this evening?
Well, I not shocked that's coming.
I sent that to my attorney because I giggled when I read it. And I sent that to my attorney. I was like, I thought you might find this interesting in a giggly kind of way. Because I've known my attorney for almost a decade, so he and I just aren't attorney-client. We are right now. We're friends. I've done some work for him in the past, and we keep in contact. We're just friends. So I sent that to him, and he giggled. He's like, they actually have to schedule a meeting about manners, and you guys elected these people?
Well, somebody put it on the agenda.
They have to schedule. Well, I can tell you this. The Monday night that this happened, I think I've made it clear. I just found some of this out last week. The Wednesday morning, 2 days after that, day and a half after that, my attorney and the city's attorney was scheduled to have a progress update with a federal judge in my case. Because civil cases take a long time, federal cases take a long time. And that morning, instead of the city getting what they wanted, which would be their way to move on to dismiss this, it's called a motion summary judgment. They wanted to file a motion summary judgment, which would say, she hasn't proven her case, dismiss this. Instead, the judge said, you guys are going to mediation to see if you can settle this before we take it to the next step. So the judge doesn't think this is meritless. The judge is sending us to a mediator. Typically, you walk out of a mediator with a settlement. But if I don't hear the number I want to hear, guess what, City of Marion? We're going to a jury trial. And then all those people can sit up there and talk about how they yelled and screamed and hollered and called me names and retaliated and all that other stuff. And how they finally, after someone broke down and called me a stupid bitch three times, they finally are going to discuss behavior inside council chambers.
Well, and but I give
if
them...
If they don't bring their own behavior up, Scott, it's going to be... They're going to look like fools.
No,
and
but
they need to understand... There was a whole post this weekend, Scott, about you and I. Apparently, I did call them jackasses. If that hurts their feelings so bad to the point they need to call somebody a stupid bitch three times, they are in the wrong line of work.
Oh, that was
and
about,
I also...
It was about
I
you and I?
I found out something... Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Because I said it on, your show. I wasn't sure if I called them jackasses or not. It's our buddy at Operation, our buddy's Operation Marion Washman. They actually went together and clipped evidence, and they've got sheriff's files on me and everything. So I'm waiting to see what they know about my life that I don't.
Oh, from my show?
Oh, yeah, from your show.
Oh, you think we get some royalties or something?
They hate you and you're not reputable or anything, but somebody took the time to go through one of your entire shows and clip some stuff out of it. So you're sort of famous, too.
Well, I think this keeps me relevant. Keeps me relevant, I think.
Yeah, stop riding my coattails.
I, honest to God, have never seen anything they've done. I know that's terrible. A few times people have sent me things, and I will say that I've seen that when they've sent them. But I've never watched a show where they interviewed anybody.
Listen,
I've never...
when you put faith-based journalist at the top of your page, and you spend half of your post dragging people through the mud... And you won't attach your name to any of it. I hope people see that for what it is. I mean, people send me their stuff all the time. I'm like, I don't care. But here's what I did find out about the stupid bitch land problem that we have going on over there. Well, I sent you the email that I sent to the state of Ohio. And I think, I don't expect you to agree or disagree, but I think you can see some of the points that I was making that I wasn't able to articulate that night. But the state of Ohio is taking it seriously, and they're looking into it.
I'm trying to figure
out. But I found something else out, Scott.
Oh, okay.
This weekend. The land was former Logan Tire for people that are familiar with Marion. Now, it's not the actual business where the lot sits. It was the grassy lots that sat across from it that were full of tires, if anyone remembers. Full of tires for years. Tires stacked 10 feet in the air, probably 1,000 of them or more. Okay, that's the land I'm talking about, where all the tires were. All the tires got cleaned up with grant money from the health department, and the health department was paying for it 3 days before that land was being annexed on an emergency ordinance. Somebody owns that land. That's what they told us that Monday night. Somebody owns that land, and they have the right to annex it and ask for all these other things. Well, then why aren't they responsible for cleaning up $26,000 worth of tires?
I don't know. Well, so
interesting, don't you think?
Well, it is interesting, but what I would like to say is this discussion on decorum. I think obviously, since the last time we met, this conversation between you and Councilman Barr and Councilman Clark happened. I think, as I said then, that they're going to have to discuss this. Somebody's going to have to bring this up, and somebody's...
For legal reasons, they're going to have to, because if they get in front of a jury and leave this unaddressed, it's going to look horrible.
No, but I mean, I think the fact that they're going to do it in front of everybody who's
Did
there
you hear
tonight...
The motivation behind it, though? If they don't do this now, and we get in front of a jury, this is the next meeting, okay, after it happened. This is the next meeting, and if they don't do it now... Before they get in front of a jury, how are they going to explain we left this unaddressed?
Well, this isn't
quite as them being reactive in the sense that they're trying to take responsibility for their own action. They're being reactive for legal reasons.
Even if that's true, all I'm saying is the fact that they are going to do it, because there was a school of thought in the days after. I was told many times on this show that it would not happen. They would not apologize. They probably wouldn't even bring it up, and that would be that. I didn't think they could let this go by. I really didn't.
I don't know who added this or how it was brought about or whatever, but it is in Ralph Smith's committee, and I'm going to... pick up for Ralph Smith for about 2 seconds and know my soul hasn't left my body and I haven't been hijacked by aliens. I believe Ralph Smith wants to do the right thing, and I do believe that behavior like that would upset Ralph Smith. I also believe that it would upset Bill Dichtel.
Well, I think it would upset a lot of people up there, to be honest.
Well, then why didn't anybody step in and say something that night if it upset them?
Well, I think the meeting was over, and I think they probably wanted to figure out what was going on. I mean,
when Mike Neff told me to sit down and shut up, a couple council people sent me emails that night before I'd even gotten home.
Right. Well, I the thing about the council people, we do know at this point that most of them are Republican and Scott Kreider is the lone Democrat, but they are human beings. And I think we're all human beings first. And a lot of those people, I would say the majority of those people, do have good manners. They have decorum, which I guess is what the discussion is tonight. And I don't think they would go for something like that. I think they do understand, I don't want to call it majesty, but I think they understand the idea of being in a courtroom. I think they understand the idea of being an elected city official for the people.
I want to do a timeout on that, too. He said courtroom. I was putting some thought into this, into my own behavior, because, as I said, I do self-reflect often. It doesn't always work, but I still self-reflect. People want to paint me as unhinged and can't behave and can't control herself and whatever else. I sat in Ayers Ratliff trial every day, sometimes 8 hours a day, for 2 weeks, and didn't say a word. So it's not me.
Yeah, but now who?
When they don't follow their own rules up there, why should we follow them?
Well, here's my question, though. So, I mean, you haven't talked with any of the council people in a public way. So who is painting you as unhinged?
Well, I was told that someone, I was actually told that Collins stuck up for me because someone was trying to get the video, and I requested the video of this. My request has been acknowledged. It has not been fulfilled. Someone, and it took me 9 days to get it acknowledged, someone went up there and tried to get the video, said that I slapped the card out of Danny Clark's hand and that I should be charged with assault. And Bill Collins said, that's not true. That's not what happened.
Well, and I'll say this about Bill Collins, our mayor.
Are they really in a position to lie about me right now, though? Also, remember, I've got pending litigation. Is now the time to spread lies and defame and intimidate me?
But I will say
time to tell the truth, y'all.
This has come up a lot. Bill Collins, I do believe, wants best for the city of Marion. The things that he's going through right now are not fun things with this budget and things that have to be cut, and they certainly are not going to benefit him in the end. That's another thing going on tonight. First meeting since the cuts have started to appear with the sanitation, or the raises, I guess I should say.
It's my basement flood. But shouldn't we have had to have submitted a plan by now also?
Well, I don't know. That was an ambiguous thing. I don't know where the month of April, I guess, is what I heard.
I need at the beginning of April.
But here's the thing. Nothing has come up about curbside recycling going away yet, and nothing has come up about bus fares being raised. Will that plop up tonight? I don't know. But the point I'm making about Bill Collins is he is in a tough position right now. He is somebody who I do believe wants what's the best for Marion. But I mean, he has a little problem with the media, it seems like. I hope one day that paper's over. But I don't believe he's an evil person. In this situation, I think, points to that.
I'm going back to it's not a good time to defame the person that's demanding a jury trial.
Well.
So, there's that. And as far as we're going to go perception again. You know, my perception of the Marion City Police Department and my perception of Bill Collins screaming in my face makes my opinion of him different than yours.
Well, I mean, he's not warm and fuzzy toward me. I don't even know the last time we had a cordial greeting. But I'm just saying that I understand why that is. I think that has less to do with me and more to do with the fact that
he enjoyed your show when he was a candidate, didn't he?
Well, he did, but I think people were less critical of him then. And, of course, they would be because
he didn't have a record to run on
there. Right. And yeah. I think that he does not understand, which most people don't understand, that this is a town hall format when we do open phone lines. Anybody can call in. We don't screen the calls. And anybody can give their opinion. And I don't think he's a particular fan of that. Because I think things come up.
Oh, we've heard that in council before, where he's.
Oh yeah, he quotes it, so he listens.
For the key people for the things that they said on your show.
Right, and
but that's another thing. They need to separate. I know this going to sound silly. They need some training about what speech is and is not allowed. They need to grow some thicker skin. They chose to be public officials. Jackasses, to me, is a very nice term compared to what I was thinking about what I would like to call those people. So the fact that I chose jackass, I believe, shows restraint on my part.
But if
that hurts their feelings, Scott, I mean, come on. Jackasses?
But who is trying to paint you as unhinged, I guess?
Well, the Operation Marion Watchman, and then Sean Barr was with the things that he said outside to me. And then the city's attorneys are trying to make it seem like I can't make it through a council meeting without causing some kind of disruption.
Okay, so I guess now I'm confused. Okay, well, I can understand, I'm not saying they're right, but I can understand why attorneys, and I can understand why even Mr. Barr himself, who was involved in this, might say that, but why is...
Why Robert Landon? Why the
media over there?
Because people were... He's perpetuating the myth that he didn't do anything wrong in the auditor's office. And all I did was posted an article from the state auditor. I didn't come up with this on my own. The state auditor, somebody down there typed it out, talking about the $1.2 million IRS mistake that cost the city of Marion $154,000 in fees and penalties. And, you know, he's trying to say that he was having trouble and no one would help him and blaming Jason Schauber and... Schauber didn't do anything to help him, and all Schauber wanted to do was point fingers. And
why does this matter? Here's what I don't understand.
Because he's endorsing Christy Neff.
Okay, well, now wait a second. Now, so does this group
Robert
endorse
Landon,
or do they not endorse? I don't quite understand.
Well, Weslin's their girl. They're making all kinds of posts about Ben. So Weslin is their girl.
Oh, isn't that...
Christy Neff is their candidate for commissioner.
You know... Here's the thing.
Listen, I don't dislike Pam Larkin, but they're talking about how she's becoming one of the fiercest leaders on city council. What? Do they not go to these meetings?
Pam is a very nice lady.
Like I said, I don't dislike her.
No, very nice lady.
She's new and she's quiet.
Yeah, but here's what I don't...
She's not some fearless leader championing the cause for the city of Marion. She's learning.
But here's what I don't understand. I don't understand why this particular group of people... tends to point the finger at other people and say that they are not on the level, when clearly...
They said that I don't bring receipts for anything, that I just make stuff up.
Well, yeah, but I don't understand why... if they are outright endorsing people and outright trashing people that they don't want to win, what in the world kind of on-the-level journalism is that?
Scott, you know what? I made one... People were sending me all kinds of stuff from them this weekend about their big launch and into an investigation about me. Oh,
they got an investigation going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. They've got sheriff's documents and everything. Like I said, I can't wait to hear about my own life, what they come up with.
Okay.
But I said, you know, like, again, they attached all this faith and all this other stuff. I said, one of us is professing Christianity and faith-based journalism. The other one is a self-proclaimed heathen. Pray about that this Easter weekend, because they'll splash Jesus and everything else on there, and then the next article is how much they hate you and what a fraud you are and what a crock you are, and then tie me into that, you know, and then talk crap about Ben Weber. He says he pays property taxes based on tax records. He doesn't. I mean, did it ever occur to anybody that maybe he owns a property that's not in his name?
Weren't some of these people your friends at one point?
One.
Okay, what happened
there? One
person
was. This is what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on the state of Ohio to come in and just hand Robert Landon behind to him, and then I'm going to make one post that just says, ha, 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 ha. And
you know,
I've already planned it. But, so, somebody sent me something from their page, and it's this place. It's called Salina 52 Diner. And I knew that it was a parody page because I've been following it for years. And, I mean, it's just so blatantly fake that it's breathtaking that someone didn't realize it was a parody page. But they posted it to their page. They're like, these people are funny. If we're ever in their area, we're going to stop by. Oh, my God. You guys are a faith-based journalist with receipts, and you can't even pick up a parody page? Figure it out that it's a parody page? But yeah. Like I said, the fact they won't put their names to anything, the fact that they put Jesus all over everything, and in the next breath, they're dragging people through the mud, that should tell everybody what they need to know about them.
Well, I will say this again. I think I've said this before, that I think more people reporting on things, the better, accurately. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good
accurately.
Thing. I think that's a positive thing.
Put your name to it. If you're not afraid of, you know, I mean, if you're this fearless leader for faith and truth in the community, put your name to it. Why are you afraid to be a fearless leader, faith and community?
Well, but I also, I never quite understand the personal attacks on people like Ben and yourself and so on and so forth, because I'm not really sure what that is emblematic of. I don't get it. And I'm
low self-esteem, jealousy, envy,
okay,
pride.
Well, but the thing is, I think I've met all of these people at one point or another. And
then you understand why they have low self-esteem.
Well, no, I mean, when I met them, they were fine with me. I mean, I don't remember ever any kind of a blow-up with them.
I'm just going to say beta males that want to be alphas.
I just don't understand it. I really don't. The whole thing baffles me. And to be honest, nobody has ever walked up to me and said, I saw this on such and such. I mean, I really haven't heard that. I mean, even the fact that this happened this past weekend, I wasn't aware of it. So
I'm glad I could include you in the drama.
Well,
again,
I just don't...
They're running our names through the mud again, Spears, but you know what we'll do, just like the Phoenix, we'll rise from the ashes.
Well, as I've said before, they've done this to me a few times, and
oh, I don't care. I think it's humorous.
Well, I don't care.
When I can go find things like those idiots are following satire pages like they're real.
Right, but no, I think at the end result of it is that, you know, if you weren't relevant, they wouldn't be talking about you, and that's how
exactly.
I've always felt about the thing. And the other
exactly.
thing is that I don't quite understand. Okay, if Mr. Landon, and by the way, he came on the show, it's been less than a year. I mean,
remember you were the beginning of his comeback tour.
Yes, but I mean,
when his comeback tour didn't work, now he's right back to the viciousness that he used to spew before his comeback tour.
But I mean, there are some quotes in that interview, I mean, if they like audio, I mean, where he makes some very big admissions about his job.
Yeah, I thought about going through and finding those, but I don't care enough. That's what I thought, no.
Well, no, but I gave him credit for that. I gave him credit at the time
down there
for doing that.
Shoveling shit back into the sewer. I thought, nah, he ain't worth all that.
Well, but I'm just saying, I thought those were good for him. Most people I talked to felt that, mm-hmm. that did him a lot of good.
Yeah.
And I don't...
And he's undone all of that good.
And I don't understand for the life of me why this matters at this point. Because the problem is when something is said about you, and a lot of things have been said about him during his time as auditor, that you're not going to change everybody's mind. So... Even if you can convince a few people that maybe it was not your fault, it's not going to change everybody's mind. I mean, people for the rest of his life believed Richard Nixon was a crook no matter what he did. So no matter how many books he wrote and how many things he contributed in, for the 20 remaining years of his life, when something is painted on you so hard because of
your own doing.
Well, the council people who were there at the time. I mean, you're just not going to unding that bell by...
Don't just blame it on the council people. The state of Ohio...
The mayor said it.
The state of Ohio has put this in writing. They just have not came down on him yet. It said there are material... Oh my gosh, why can't I think of it? Material deficiencies in that audit. And that there are... just flat out, basically, the law wasn't followed. I'm trying to think of the official language, but I can't. And it was during the 2021 audit. Now, we have heard the findings. There are findings, and what that means is that they are coming back and saying, hey, this person made this mistake, and now they owe the money. Called a finding. Those are coming. They just have not came yet. My understanding was they wanted to do 21 and 22 all at the same time. But the guy that's supposed to be doing the 2022 reconciliations got sick after his surgery. Otherwise, we would be finding out soon exactly how badly Robert Landon had screwed things up. Instead, we've got to wait for those 2022 reconciliations and for the audit.
Well, as I said before, they're always welcome to come on here and explain whatever they're doing.
Well, they have to put a name to it then.
Well, so. I mean, I just think that it's interesting because, you know, why wouldn't I want to hear what they have to say? But the
only snakes hide under rocks. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, I guess we'll find out how this all shakes out in the end, but what do you think turned the friendship ugly in this particular situation?
In my situation?
Yeah.
Because they thought they could be important on Operation Marrying Watchman Page, and being important to them is more important than being friend to someone.
Huh. So that's when you notice the change?
Yep.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, and remember, I was good enough in October to go on there and spend 2 hours talking to them. I was good enough for that then. And now I'm the enemy because, you know, I tell the truth.
Well, it's unfortunate, like I say, that these things have to happen. I mean, I think if you're the media, you just report what happens.
Hey, one of these people that absolutely hated me and talked all kinds of crap about me actually got a hold of me last week, and I've seen the messages where they talked crap about me. They needed me to testify under oath in a hearing for them, saying that I didn't know them, and I don't know them. And the only reason I did it was because it was going to screw the other party. But I made it abundantly clear to them, we are not friends.
Oh.
But yeah, so, hey, you never know. The hand that bites today might be the one that feeds you tomorrow.
There you go. Here comes the break. Hey, thanks for calling. I'll be back after this.
At night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that. Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't